And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 5th of January, 2016. It's Twelfth Night. It's the eve of Epiphany, the official end of the Christmas holiday season, day on which many people take down their Christmas decorations. The poet Robert Herrick wrote, "Down with the rosemary, and so down with the bays and mistletoe, down with the holly, ivy, all wherewith ye dressed the Christmas hall." And back when it was a big night, it was the last hurrah of Yuletide before everybody went back to the workaday world of the rest of the year. It was tradition, Twelfth Night, to choose a king and a queen for the festivities. Usually this involved a plum cake baked with a bean and a pea inside. If a man finds the bean, he's crowned the king, also known as the Lord of Misrule. The woman who finds the pea crowned the queen. It was a night of practical jokes and role reversals, servants dressed as masters, men dressed as women, and so forth. People roaming the streets in costumes, their faces blackened. Shakespeare's play Twelfth Night features many of the traditional elements of the holiday. It was brought over to this country by English settlers. George and Martha Washington, for example, did not usually do much for Christmas itself except go to church, but they often had elaborate Twelfth Night celebrations. It wasn't until the mid-1800s that Christmas became the primary holiday of the season in America, and at that point, Twelfth Night celebrations simply disappeared. It's the birthday of Umberto Eco, born in Alessandria, Italy, 1932, studied medieval aesthetics, wrote his doctoral thesis on Thomas Aquinas. A friend challenged him to write a detective novel, and so he did. He set it in a 14th-century Benedictine abbey. It was more than 500 pages long. The first 100 pages were very difficult, rather tedious. He refused to take them out, and it became an international bestseller in 1980, The Name of the Rose. It was on this day in 1914, Henry Ford announced that he was going to double the pay of his workers, pay them $5 for an 8-hour day, up from $2.34 for a 9-hour day. He did it because Ford was experiencing high turnover rates. And indeed, after he raised their pay, turnover dropped drastically, and the company's profits doubled between 1914 and 1916. And it's the day on which construction of the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco began, 1933. It was finished 4 1/2 years later. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin entitled To the New Year. With what stillness at last you appear in the valley, your first sunlight reaching down to touch the tips of a few high leaves that do not stir as though they had not noticed and did not know you at all. Then the voice of a dove calls from far away in itself to the hush of the morning. So this is the sound of you here and now. Whether or not anyone hears it, this is where we have come with our age, our knowledge such as it is, and our hopes such as they are, invisible before us, untouched, and still possible. To the New Year, by W.S. Merwin, from his collected poems, 1996 to 2011, published by Library of America, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.